和亮华姊妹继续会给我们带来生命的供应。那么我们回去就不仅仅是睡得香甜了，我们可能就是行走更有力量啊！感谢神。那么蔡弟兄呢，以前是在军队里面是一个资深的飞行教官飞行员，那么神的呼召临到了蔡弟兄，蔡弟兄就放弃在军队里面非常好的这个事业和前景，那么回应神的呼召，就像一粒种子被上帝撒在了印尼的原始森林。那么蔡明弟兄和廖怀姊妹他们夫妻他们全家侍奉神，那么在印尼的这个原始森林里面把福音带到一些福音未及之民，就当地的土著居民那里。很多年之后呢，那么神带领蔡元明弟兄和廖华姊妹又去到中国的云南。那么现在蔡元明弟兄和廖华姊妹一直在中国云南在服侍神。那么他们夫妻有三个可爱的女儿，都已经成人，都已经工作了。那么同样也在各自的生活各自的工作当中也尊主为大，荣耀神的名。好，我们现在把接下来时间就交给蔡明弟兄。
大家早上好，大家，对不起，这个叫做 technology。
This is technology。
Oh yeah， 很高兴又站在我旁边，能够让我能够安心一点啊。我看今天跟大家分享一点，我叫做上帝的工作。
And today I want to share with you God's work。
不管怎么样，我们能够有机会在这边跟大家见面啊，是很高兴的事情。
No matter what happens to be here with you, it's very pleasing。
生命是一个旅程。
Life is a journey。
一次的触动啊。
Every encounter，
或者是一次的一种我们的接触，或者看见，或者是开启。
So whatever you see, it can be an opening。
就像我刚才唱的歌一样，是一粒种子。
Just like song we just sing, like a seed。
给我们一点挑战。
It'll give us a challenge。
帮助我们的旅程中有一点成长。
So it'll help us grow in our journey。
那但是我们还一直要走下去。
But we need to continue our journey。
今天的好啊。
And today maybe it's good，
并不保证明天好。
It's no guarantee for tomorrow。
今天的不好
，if something bad happens，
也不表示我们明天会不好。
It doesn't mean the same will happen tomorrow。
总而言之，一直要跟随上帝。
So in conclusion, we have to follow God。
没有什么秘诀。
There's no other secret。
就是很真实的人生。
That's your true life。
那上帝跟我们同行。
God will walk with you。
我觉得这是一个非常可畏的事。
And that's an awesome thing.
也非常蒙福的一件事。
It's also a blessing.
因为你不知道明天要发生什么。
For you don't know what will happen tomorrow.
所以有祝福啊。
There's blessing.
有我们不喜欢的事。
There's also things we don't like.
它就这么真实的在我们生命中发生。
Yet all of those are true.
但是它这里面有一个最宝贝的一点啊。上帝永远跟我们同在。
There is one most precious thing that God is with us.
跟我们同行。
God is walking with
us. 让我们学习啊，成长。
So we can learn to grow.
这个最不容易相处的配偶就在旁边。
Maybe the most difficult spouse is right beside you.
一直要挑战着我们。
And it will be a challenge to you.
刚才主日学的时候啊。
At our Sunday school.
那个冯涛弟兄他讲到说，讲完道下来，妻子就要给他一些 comments。
And Barnabas said, after each sermon, his wife will give him some comments.
这是祝福啊。
That's a blessing.
但是很讨厌。
But sometimes it's annoying.
看你怎么看。
It depends on your perspective.
因为我太太就是这样。
My wife is the same.
所以啊，她是我的拿单。
So she is my Nathan.
就是像大卫有个拿单嘛，对吧？所以啊，我其实看你什么从一人什么事情都是一体两面。
So on every issue there are two sides.
看你怎么看而已。
It depends on how you see it.
所以啊，上帝一直在调整我们的眼光嘛。
So God is constantly adjusting our perspective.
他没有要改变我们的环境。
He didn't change our circumstances.
他在一直改变我们的眼光。
But he's changing our perspective.
来诠释上我们说我们就是面对的一个问题。
So we can interpret all the problems we
面对我们的环境啊。
And our circumstances.
今天跟大家谈一个叫上帝的工作哈。
So today I want to share with you God's work.
我特别谈一下工作哈。
Let me share with you about work.
等一下你们就知道我谈的是什么。
Then you know what I'm talking about.
什么我都没有左右。左边。哦，有了哈。今天谈一下认识上帝的工作，还有呢，我们先问大家啊，一个你怎么看工作
？We need to learn to recognize God's work.
有没有人要说
？So what do you think work is?
当你想到工作，你会想到什么
？When you think of work, what comes to mind?
第一个反应，谁要说
？Your first response.
他好棒。
钱。
What?
钱。
钱。
Money.
哦。他是一个非常实际的人呢、啊。
It's very practical.
工作等于钱，对不对
？Work equals money.
好棒的一个回应。
It's very good answer.
谁要说工作代表什么
？Anyone else? What does work mean to you?
对我意味着什么？有没有人要再说一下？
很累啊。
很累而已，他也很棒。
Oh, it's hard.
换言之啊，当每个人工作性质不一样哈。换言之就是朝九晚五。
Different one has different kind of work. Somebody works from 9 to 5.
那不管怎么样，我们有想到工作哈、啊，又想到累啊。
No matter what, when we think of work,
想到太多了。
We feel tired.、
那又是看我们怎么看。
Again, it depends on your perspective.
所以当我们眼睛被打开以后啊
，So when our eyes are open,
那我们就会有不同的诠释嘛。
Then we will have a different interpretation.
那我们先看一下上帝的工作是什么。
Let me see what God's work is.
这是我今天主要思想。
That's my message today.
那工作好像用一个什么我都没有，他不听话。好，我按了好多次哈。第一个哈，上帝已经成就什么工作？第一个。
So what work has God accomplished?
第二个是上帝正在成就什么工作
？What work is God currently working?
第三个，神要我们做什么工作
？What does God want us to work on?
就这三个大方向。
So those are the three aspects I want to share.
总的合起来啊，叫做上帝的工作。
When we combine all three together, that's God's work.
所以我用这种角度来跟大家分享啊。
So that's the angle I want to look at them.
好，那我们谈到工作，圣经上里面有很多工作，因为英文叫 work 很有意思的这句话，对吧
？Work is very interesting.
大家越懂得英文，你就觉得 work 很多意思在里头。
So the more you learn English.The more meaningful you would.
那我们中文有无限我无限太过分，就是中文有很多不同的翻译。
Work can be translated into Chinese in many different ways.
看前后文来。
Depending on the context.
那总而言之都是工作。
But they are all work.
我用几节经文来给大家看一下。第一个就是
I want to share with you a few Bible verses.
约翰福音十七章四节
First John 17.
耶稣准备上十字架的时候说的这段话啊。
Before Jesus went up onto the cross.
他说我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的工作啊，我已经完成了。
He said, I have glorified you in this world. What you've entrusted me, I have accomplished.
对，这边讲说我的事其实就是工作嘛啊。那在下面一个说。约翰福音四章34节说
Next in John 4:34
耶稣说我的食物就是遵行神的旨意做成他的工作
And Jesus said My food is doing God's will And accomplish his work
那在这个以弗所书啊二章十节这么说我们原是他的工作上帝的杰作了在基督耶稣里造成的我要叫我们这边讲行善其实他就是做上帝的善工就是上帝所预备叫我们去行的。
In Ephesians 2:10, we are God's handiwork, accomplished in Christ Jesus, and to make us do good work, and that's what God prepares for us to do.
那我用以弗所书啊，第二章啊，来跟大家分享一下，好吧？这段
share with you with Ephesians chapter 2.
那这些红的部分呢，就是都是工作啊。
And all the words highlighted in red are Can be translated into work.
我们来一起读一次好不好？
Let's read it together.
因为刚才唱的诗歌，我觉得很棒，好久没有听到那个什么传统的这种诗歌。
The songs we just sang were very good. They are not traditional.
所以我们表示我们是比较老一点的人。
It's a sign that I am old.
换言之就是比较成熟一点的。
So I am mature.
我们来读一下好不好？来，你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫我们活过来。那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。你们原是神的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。好，这几个红字都是工作。原来
So all the red fonts are work.
那就是我们原来是在这个悖逆之子，就邪灵在我们心中工作的邪灵。
We used to be rebellious because there are evil spirits in us.
那耶稣来了以后就改变了。
But it all changed after Jesus came.
那所以这个来到的最关键的部分，耶稣来到最关键的部分就是。
So the key is that Jesus came.
在后面这边讲到那个，这个不是出于工作，乃是就免得有人自夸，对吧？意思就是说，也是不是靠着我们的善行呐、
啊。Later it mentioned it's not because of our work, so we cannot boast.
然后我们每一个人在基督耶稣里要成为上帝的工作。
So every one of us in Christ, we became God's work.
然后上帝又给我们一个工作要去做。
Then God gave us work to do.
这很有意思啊。
It's very interesting.
所以三个地方，三个，那用英文来讲非常清楚。
So there are three different areas.
第一个工作是 work for us.
First is work for us.
那第二个工作是 work in us.
Work in us.
第三个工作是 work through us.
And work through us.
所以从for in.Through 来谈工作
，So I want to talk about work from those three areas:、
okay.
for, in, through.
怎么又跑掉了？我都没有。哦，这边哈，在这个地方哈，因为以弗所书在从第二章开始一直谈到就一节到十节哈，特别是在一到四节是一个阶段哈，五到八节一个阶段，或五到九节，然后最后第十节。分成这几个阶段。
In Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1 to 10, you can divide it into three different stages, verse 1 to 4, 5 to 9, and verse 10.
好，那第一到第四节就告诉我们原来的样子。
Verse 1 to 4 describe our old status.
对不起，应该1到3哈。到了第四节里面，
verse 1 to 3.
他这边讲到一个第四节非常宝贝的部分，就是然而神既有丰富的怜悯，整个不改变过来。
Verse 4, there's a however,God has abundant grace, so everything changes.
那因他爱我们的大爱
，because of His love,
然后有耶稣基督的降生
，and Jesus came,
让我们整个不一样
，so we became different.
然后上帝没有停在那个地方
，and God didn't say,
他继续告诉我们说我们要成长
，and He tells us we need to continue our growth.
所以我们是他手中的工作。
So we are God's work.
然后而且很宝贝是他要叫我们去工作。
What's precious is that God will ask us to work.
去完成他的使命。
To complete His mission.
这就是整个的救恩还有继续成圣的一条道路的一个大的蓝图嘛。
That's the whole salvation. That's the path of sanctification.
那对不起，所以说今天就我就讲这三个部分，我刚刚已经讲过了。那我们现在开始，他这个会有点 delay 哈。好，我们现在谈一下，神为我们工作，就是他 work for us 哈。
First, let's talk about work, God's work for us.
那我把它称作救恩的概念啊。
I call it salvation.
那我们原来死在过犯罪恶中啊，然后呢，借着他的大爱，我们变成一个新的身份。
We were dead in sin, yet because of God's great love, now we have a new status.
所以从罪人到新造的人。
So we change from sinner to a new creation.
是耶稣完成的工作。
It's a work accomplished by Jesus.
然后借着我们的信。
Through our faith.
让我们得到这个身份。
So we can gain this new status.
那他最宝贝的几个，我把列出三个重点啊，就是在以弗所书讲的，他里面。我们的身份的改变，第一个是叫我们与基督一同活过来。
I listed a few keys mentioned in the book of Ephesians. The first one is we resurrect together with Jesus.
然后叫我们与基督一同复活，这是第二个。
Yeah, our resurrection with Jesus.
然后第三个是与基督一同坐在天上。
And we will sit together with Jesus in heaven.
哎，我觉得你看英文就很有意思哈。英文怎么说？第一个就是叫我们与基督一同活过来，它是 made us， 要使我们跟基督活过来。
The first is he made us alive with Jesus。
那第二个呢？他叫他 raised us， 就是把我们他把我们抬起来，对吧
？And the second one he raised us。
然后第三个他是 seated with us， 意思就是说让我们跟他一起坐同坐坐在一个位置上。
Is he sit with us？
这是耶稣是天父完成的。
Those are all things accomplished by our
Heavenly Father. 我们没有任何可夸的。
There's nothing for us to boast.
那唯一可以我们唯一可做的就是凭着信。
The only thing we can do is to have faith.
所以他这边讲到说，你们得救是本是本乎恩了，也因着信。
That's why Apostle said you are saved by grace through faith.
对，所以哈，所以说这个这边怎么讲？意思就是说，这是已经完成。
So it means all of those things have already been accomplished.
只有上帝可以完成。
And they can only be accomplished by God.
那我们不能做什么？
There's nothing we can do.
那我们只能领受。
We can only receive.
借着信，然后也就是恩。
By faith.
对。那这就是
because of God's grace.
这个部分是第一个，就是救恩的概念啊，是 work for us. 对，这是第一个工作。
So that's the concept of salvation. It's a work done for us.
好，第二个呢，对不起，又，对，好。第二个就是 work in us， 就是在我里面工作。
So the second is work in us，
也就是我们信主以后开始走的过程了。
So that's about our journey after we became Christian。
那他开始要在我们里面工作。
So God will work in us。
所以在第十节说，我们原是上帝的工作。
In verse 10, Apostle Paul said, "We are God's handiwork."
那在基督耶稣里造成
accomplished in Christ Jesus.
所以说，基督在基督为我们完成的救恩的基础上，他开始建造我们。
So on the basis of salvation accomplished by Jesus, God will start to build us up.
在我们里面工作，它是一个双向的，是就是应该讲双方都要负就要负起各自的责任的部分。
So for God's work in us, there are accountability on both sides.
那一个是上帝的主权。
One is God's sovereignty.
他要在我里面工作。
He will work in us.
第二个是我们愿意被他工作。
The second is that we have to be willing to let him work.
所以说这个是一个采取主动，一个愿意，那这个才能够成长。
So one is active, the other has to be willing to accept.
这一切都在救恩的基础上。
All of those are based on salvation.
所以这个是一直正在进行的一件事情。
So it's a work that's ongoing.
所以前面那个已经完成的工作是一次永远。
So the work that's already accomplished, the salvation, it's done once and for all.
而且正在我们里面工作的那个部分是正在进行的。
But the work in us is continuing.
那这个是一个部分啊，第二个部分呢，在我觉得这段话比较也蛮好的，就是在腓立比书啊第二章十二到十三节这段话。
So that's one part. There's a second part. It's very it's illustrated very clearly in Philippians chapter 2 verse 12 and 13.
他说做成你们得救的功夫，我把它摘下来这样。他说继续做成你们得救的功夫，这是第一个。
Work out your salvation.
然后第二个呢，因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行的，为要成就他的美意。这边有两个，一个是做成，第二个是运行。
For whatever you will and do, it's by God's will working inside you to accomplish His good will.
那运行的概念就是 work in 就是在我里头工作的概念
So here it says God's will works inside you.
因为上帝在我里头工作，然后我决定，然后我去选择，然后我去行动。一个在我里头工作的概念。
Because God is working inside me, so I have to choose, I have to do according to His will.
然后上帝选择来选择他在我里面工作，然后我们有选择权，说要跟不要。
God chooses to work inside us, and we also have a choice whether to follow or not.
那有些人是不会愿意的。
Somebody that don't want to.
这是所以上帝在我里面工作，然后呢？接着再过来说做成他的工哦，就是一种做成，就是英文就是 work out， 对吧？把它就是做成上帝得救的功夫哦。那这个里面就是换言之就是我把它称作一种我们对上帝的回应呢。
So that's God's work in us, but on the other hand, it says work out your salvation. It's about our response to God's work.
那我们要回应，我们要接受塑造。
We have to respond. We have to accept this molding of us.
这就是心意更新而变化的一个概念。
So we have that's the meaning of having a new will and be transformed.
然后慢慢就会彰显出来。
Then God's will will be manifest.
所以英文讲嘛，它 work out 出来。
So that's what it means to work out your salvation.
那这是人要做的部分。
That's the part we have to do.
所以说为什么雅各说信心要有行为啊？
That's why Jesus said faith has to have actions.
那我们得救是因信称义，对吧？那但是呢，有信它必须有个行为跟上。
So we are saved by faith, but that faith has to be accompanied by actions.
所以说这个名字，这个行为出来的，那就是我们彰显出来的部分。
So actions are manifest on the outside.
那我们把这个部分呢，我们称作，或者一般来讲，我们叫 being 哈，就是我们这个 being 怎么讲，就是我是啊，对，我的所是。
So that's about your being.
啊，那这个就是第二个部分，就是说，第一个是上帝已经完成的，第二个是我们在这个完成的基础上，我们要成长。那这是第二个。那第三个。
So the first part is what God has accomplished. The second part is that we need to grow based on our salvation.
那第三个就是 work through us 啊，那就是借我们来完成或成就一个工作。
The third part is work through us. Those are work done through us.
那这边讲到就是在这个以弗所书二章十节的最后一段话，他讲说。为了叫我们行善中文翻译这个没有翻译的很好，就是为了要叫我们做上帝给我们预备的一个善功，一个 good work。
Ephesians 2:10 it says to make us do good work。
那所以说他有一个善功要托付我们在这个生命的阶段里头要我们去行。
So God entrusted us with good work for us to do。
那所以我们要知道说，上帝托付我在今天的时代里头这个生命的阶段里头他给我什么工作
？So we have to know in this stage of my life what work God entrusted me to do。
所以换言之，一方面被上帝工作
So in another word, on the one hand, we are work done by God。
那另外一方面呢，我们要去做上帝托付我们要去做的事。
On the other hand, we have to do the work God entrusted us。
那这两个都在救恩的基础上。
Those two are all based on our salvation。
我觉得非常平衡
So it's balanced.
一方面要成长，一方面要去做上帝的工作。
On the one hand, we need to grow. On the other hand, we need to do.
那关键就是上帝要我们，我们要知道上帝要我做什么。
The key is we have to know what God wants us to do.
神预备的那个善工是什么
？What's the good work God prepared for us?
我们要去寻求
We have to go seek it.
那这个部分是 doing 的概念，对不对
？So that's the concept of respond.
这两个是齐头并进的往前走。
So we have to do both.
那这个善工是上帝预备我们要我们去行的。
That's the good work God prepared for us.
那我们要去寻求他。
We have to go seek it.
我们要好好去祷告上帝要我做什么。
We have to pray so we can know what God wants us to do.
服侍有很多种方式
There are many different kinds of service.
那我想要做什么我就去做了。
So maybe I just do what I want to do.
我也可以做得不错。
And maybe I can be pretty good at it.
那还有一种就是我计划好我来做。
Or I can do a detailed plan.
然后好一点就求上帝来祝福我一下。
And I can ask for God's blessing.
这是一种
That's one kind of.
那另外一种就是说，我们好好去寻求上帝。
Another kind is to seek God's will.
然后看上帝给我 写明什么工作要我去做
and see what kind of work he will reveal to me.
那我在这边我稍微把这个善工啊稍微谈一下。
Here, let me talk about good work.
那善工的概念我用一节那个马太福音九章三十五节来讲这善工的概念。
Let me use Matthew 9:35 to illustrate.
那这边讲到就是说耶稣在会堂里面你看他第一个是教训人英文用的是 teaching 的概念。
Here he talked about Jesus was teaching in the synagogue.
然后他要宣讲天国的福音啊。
And preaching the gospel of kingdom of heaven.
然后再过来他说医治各样的病症。
And he did a lot of healing.
对，所以说 teaching, preaching 跟 healing 啊，是上帝托付我们去做的善工。
So here we can see teaching, preaching, and healing. They are all good works God prepared for us.
那到底哪一个是在这个时间点上帝要我去做的？
Then at this age, at this stage of my life, which one did God ask me to do?
那我用现代用一个现代的话来说，就是教训人，就 teaching 嘛，就是教导人嘛。那我们讲培育人啊，装备人啊，这个都是teaching 的概念。
And here in modern times, teaching includes equipping other people.
然后呢 ，preaching 就是宣讲上帝的话，那就是传福音啊，讲道啊这些方面啊。
And preaching includes sermons and sharing the gospel.
那我讲到医治的时候呢，那一般来讲就是这种社会工作啊，一般的所有的服事。
Speaking of healing, it includes all kinds of social work.
这个就是说，它是一个比较，也就是比较宏观的、啊、比较大的、那完整的一个上帝要托付在我们这个时间点啊。每一个独特的个体啊，他的上帝的孩子，他给我们一个独特的善工。
So that's how we can look at the good work God entrusted us from a macroscopic point of view.
所以我们在整个生命的成长过程中啊，要一直不停的去发现上帝给我的善工。
So for us to grow, we have to pay attention and try to find out what God wants us to do.
我很鼓励大家去好好祷告。求上帝显明他给我的善功是什么。
I encourage you all to pray and seek what good work God entrusted you. 那
我们每个人在不同的生命季节里头。
So everyone is at a different stage in life.
那我们面对不同的挑战。
And we will face different challenges.
那我们好好去寻求上帝在这个时间点他给我什么工作去做。
We need to seek God's will, what good work he prepared for us.
所以我鼓励我们一起学习啊，预先的祷告。
So I encourage you to learn and pray.
我们来寻求上帝要我做什么。
And seek God's will.
那上帝一定会感动人来去做他的工作。
And God will call on people to do his work.
所以我们要愿意去寻求他。
So we have to be willing to seek God's
will. 这也是一起同工而形成的工作。
So that's something we have to work together.
那你看拿一个尼希米记啊，用尼希米被召去建那个城墙的时候，我做这个用这个例子来跟大家分享一点点。
If you read Nehemiah, you will see how he's called by God to build the city wall of Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷的城墙需要有人建造。
Somebody has to build the city wall.
那上帝就要招人去做。
And God will call people to do.
他感动尼希米。
And he called on Nehemiah.
然后呢，他得着了王的允准。
And he gained the permission from the king.
对，因为那时候是被捕的时间嘛，对不对
？And at the time they were in exile.
那然后呢，上帝又预备了材料跟木料。
And God prepared all the materials.
那用今天的话来讲，就是预备了钱嘛。
And in modern language, we would say God prepared the money.
然后呢，他预备了同工。
And he prepared co-workers.
然后他们就一起回到耶路撒冷去。
So they returned to Jerusalem together.
去建那个城墙。
To build the city wall.
最后城墙完成。
And in the end, it's built.
对那个时间点，对那个尼希米来讲，那是上帝给他的善工。
So at that time, that's the good work God prepared for Nehemiah.
那一生中有很多善工在我们身上，上帝要我们去做。
In our life, there can be many good works.
我们要求主帮助我们能够一起的来寻求神。
So we need to ask God to help us do those.
那我们呢是就拿我们自己做例子哈。
And using myself as an example.
我以前是飞行啊。
I used to fly airplanes.
我就祷告啊。
So I pray.
我后半生上帝要我做什么
？I ask God what He wants to use.
结果没想到
half of my life for.
我完全是出乎我意料之外的一条道路。
His answer is totally out of my imagination.
这个所谓的宣教跨就异文化宣教的善工嘛。
And He prepared this cross culture mission work for me.
完全超乎我们的想象。
It's beyond my imagination.
那我们要那就回那看这次嘛就要考验我们的回应嘛。
So then it's a test for how we respond.
一方面他在给我们善工。
On the one hand, he prepares.
一方面他在我里头工作。
On the other hand, he's working inside.
然后我要做决定。
So I have to make decisions.
我要跟随他，还是有我自己的意思。
Whether to follow his will or do things.
其实生命的道路就像一路都是在像是面对着挑战。
That's how life goes. We will face many challenges.
那我们就开始就是来学习啊，来怎么样来跟他同工啊。
So we have to learn to work with God.
那结果我们就离开了台湾啊。
So we left Taiwan.
就到了印尼啊。
We went to Indonesia.
那当然借着我们的差会，就是 MAF 就在 Nampak 哈。
And through aviation fellowship.
那其实上帝很奇妙，就这样带领我们就出来了，我们就到了印尼十年了。
So God is wonderful. He led us to Indonesia and worked there for 10 years.
我会继续祷告说，神啊，你在印尼给我什么善工啊？
And I'll continue to pray and asking what God prepared for me in Indonesia.
我们夫妻很多祷告，真的。
So I pray a lot with my wife.
那个具体的善工是什么？
So we have to pray for the details in God's good work.
除了我们帮助那些所谓借着飞行的方便啊，去帮助少数民族啊。
And through flying, we helped minorities in Indonesia.
那上帝真的要我做什么？
And I have to ask God, what do you want me to do?
所以后来我们才发现啊，我们到了印尼以后啊，我们发现在那边哈，他们最大的挑战是生病没有医生啊。
And later, after we got to Indonesia, I found out that their biggest challenge is that when they got sick, there's no doctors around.
但是我们又不是医生。
No, we are not doctors.
那怎么回应呢？
So how do I help them?
所以我们就一直祷告。
So we continue to pray.
结果上帝很奇妙。
And God is wonderful.
那我在祷告的时候，后来上帝在台湾感动我们教会的牧师啊。
When we were praying, God called on our pastor back in Taiwan.
他就告诉我说他想念我，要来看我们了。
So he told me that he wanted to come.
我也很高兴。
And we were very happy.
结果他就来，我就告诉他说，你千万不要一个人来哦。
He came and I told him, do not come alone.
你带两个医生来好不好？
And bring two doctors along.
他就最后就成行了，三个人过来了。
So in the end, three of them came.
他们要到我们那边很不容易啊。
It's very hard for them to come.
从台北到雅加达。
From 台北 to Jakarta.
雅加达再到一个叫做巴里巴板，反正就一个城市。
Then from Jakarta to a very small city.
然后巴里巴板再到我那里。
Then from that small city,
然后在我那里，我再用我的飞机飞到里头去。
And from where we live, we have to fly to the villages.
你看那么近的，从地图来看啊，都在亚洲啊，非常近的地方。
So on the map, it seems very close.
你看它要经过好多地方，才可以到。
But you have to go through many different places.
他们终于成行，我就带他们去山里头去服务那些生病啊，没有医生的那群族群啊。
And in the end, they came, so I took them into those mountain villages to serve those sick people.
其实最重要有一个人呢、啊，有一个人，上帝的爱很奇妙。还有一个人呢、啊，他的孩子、啊、全身的那个皮肤病。
God's love is very wonderful. There's one person, he has a very severe skin disease.
对，他那可是啊，就是全身的从头到脚是烂，就是烂疮啊。
And there are many lesions from head to toe.
你看了会非常的，就是那个怜悯心会出来。
And if you see him, then you will have mercy.
然后又不能做什么的那种难受。
But there's nothing you can do.
让上帝
feels terrible.
那上帝怜悯的心肠，好像清晨的日光啊，临到那些坐在黑暗中啊死荫地的人身上。
Like the light of dawn, it will come onto those in the shadow of death.
结果我就带他去看这个孩子。
So I brought those three to see that child.
因为我特别为了这个孩子，所以我指定了要来一个皮肤科医生。
And because of that child, I asked them to bring one dermatologist.
对啊，结果这医生到了，我就
And the doctor came.
因为我是帮他翻译的，我把他带到这个孩子的面前。
Because I helped him to translate. I brought him before this child.
结果我第一句话问这医生说，他有没有救？
The first question for the doctor is, can he be healed?
结果医生说 OK 没问题。
The doctor said no problem.
我带医生去的时候，这个孩子大概在11个月到12个月大。
And when I brought the doctor to him, the child was only about 11 or 12 months old.
结果医生说没问题，我就哇，我那时候好感动啊。
The doctor said, no problem. I was deeply moved.
然后他就给他外服药内服药结果真的还是好。
And the doctor gave him a salve to put on and medicine to take. And later he's healed.
最高兴的是爸爸妈妈。
And his parents were the most happy,
这个爸爸,
the happiest.
这个爸爸是一个神学生。
And his dad was a seminary student.
结果就反正上帝就医治了这个孩子啊。
And God healed the child.
那隔了反正因为后来这个神学生毕业以后就派到一个山里头去服侍。
And after his dad graduated, he was sent into the mountains to serve.
那偶尔有时候我会去那边看他。
And sometimes I would go visit him.
结果他跟我讲一句话。
And he said to me.
他说啊，我把我的儿子的名字改掉了。
He said, I'll change my son's name.
他说我给我儿子取的名字叫做 Philip.
And I called him Philip.
你知道 Philip 的意思？
Do you know the meaning of the name Philip?
因为我叫 Philip.
But that's my name as well.
他说我要 name after you, 就 name my son after you. 意思就是说，他说我要取我的孩子的名字啊，要跟你一样。
He said, I will name my son after you.
他说最主要是让他纪念上帝在他身上的恩典。
For I want him to remember God's grace on him.
非常奇妙，我也感到荣幸啊。
And I feel honored.
结果十年以后啊。
And after 10 years.
那个上帝要我们离开印尼嘛，到
God called us to leave Indonesia.
到中国大陆去哈。
To mainland China.
结果要离开的时候，我到他村落去跟他们说再见的时候。
So、before I leave, I went to his village to say goodbye.
这个孩子大约十岁。
At the time, the child was about 10 years old. And he's pretty tall.
他说 Philip 来了。
And he said, Philip came.
那我觉得感谢看到上帝的恩典啊。那个他好高兴啊，看到我来抱着我。
So I could see God's grace. He's very happy to see me. And
那我跟他讲这一次的拥抱是我们可能以后不见得会见面了。
I told him it may be the last hug we'll have.
这就是结果我就这样子。你要抱起来容易啊，你要分开太难了。
So、it's easy to hug, but it's very hard to say goodbye.
当他知道说我这一抱是要离开的时候，你会知道多痛苦。
When he realized that could very well be the last hug, it's quite painful.
上帝的工作借着我要去做。
And God's work through me.
那上帝完成了这个工作。
And God accomplished the work.
那但是我们人又要分离哈。
But then we have to be separated.
真的很难的事情。
It's very hard on us.
我在想象今天这个孩子是什么样子。
And I try to imagine how he looks like today.
我想他现在二十多岁。
And now he's in his 20s.
但我也希望，我有时候都在渴望说有一天我能够再回去看看，这个家庭啊。
So I wish one day I can go back and visit his family.
上帝的善功很奇妙。
God's good work is miraculous.
不在大与小。
It doesn't matter whether it's big or small.
因为人是希望做的大。
And for we human want to do big things.
那上帝做事在于他的爱。
But God do things out of love.
你看他为了这个孩子哈，他可以选择我出来去做一件事情。
And for this child, he can call on me to do something.
甚至是很多我们不明白在过程中啊。
So in the process, there are a lot of things we don't understand.
但是啊，你看上帝的爱非常的奇妙。
But God's love is wonderful.
结果就因为我们要被调离了嘛，调离到来到昆明嘛。
Because we have to leave Indonesia.
那我们还是保持着这个概念，就是说刚才上帝工作的概念，他一定有个善工在昆明要我们去做。
But we keep the concept of God's work, so we trust that God prepared work in
Kunming. 所以我们夫妻又在祷告啊。
So I and my wife pray together.
神啊，你要给我什么善工在昆明
？And God, what do you want us to do in Kunming?
我2002年去昆明的。
We went to Kunming in 2002.
我们就是2000年的时候啊，我们大概2000年底的时候，我们就开始祷告。
And at the end of 2000, we started praying.
我们也不知道哪一天要去。
And we didn't know when to go.
但是我们祷告。
But we prayed.
我们就祷告。到了昆明一年以后。
And one year after we arrived at.
那我们就发现哦，有一个善工，真的上帝要我们去做。
We discovered one good work God prepared.
这个善工也是我们没想到的。
And it's something we didn't think of.
因为我们一到那边，我们发现啊。担心的家庭非常的多。
When we arrived at Kunming, we found that a lot of family, they worry a lot.
然后我们又要找一个合法的平台工作。
Single family. A lot of single family.
那结果又有很多的那时候我们又需要一个合法的平台工作。
And at the time, we need a legal platform to.
所以后来我们想说，哎，这个时机也很好啊，就是要做一个心理咨询的平台啊。
So we found it's a very good opportunity to start a counseling platform.
所以我们就开始这个平台就搭起来了。
So we started building that.
一直走到今天了。
Until today.
Yeah, 而且那很多话就后面不好说了，我们就到这边就好了。那我现在讲的强调的意思是说，上帝在每个生命，在我们每个人身上，他这个生命阶段里头有善功要我们去信。
So the key is in every stage of our life, God prepared good work for us to do.
所以我最后，那我用一个，我把称作这是神工作的一个时代的意义，在这每一个时代都一样啊，那或者叫做基督徒的使命。
So the God's word for every age there is a meaning. It's our great commission.
那第一个就是介绍上帝已经为我们完成的工作嘛，那救恩嘛，对不对
？So first we have to introduce the salvation to other people.
那换言之就是要传福音啊，要把福音讲得清楚啊。
So we have to share the gospel.
那第二个第二个部分就是接受神在我们心里面工作。
And we have to accept God's work inside.
这是一个个人生命的成长。
And it's our personal growth.
那这是我们一种对上帝的回应。
It's also our response to God's work.
这是我们被塑造。
And we will be built up.
被塑造总是很痛的嘛。
And it can be a painful process.
很难受。那中间有人是逃掉的
，and some people will escape.
那我们要勇敢的回应哈。
But we have to respond.
但是回应是在神的恩典里头。
And but that response is in God's grace.
让我们来接受那个更新和变化的一个过程。
So we can be transformed in the process.
所以这个生命的过程就是这样走得过来嘛。
So that's a lifelong process.
那再过来呢？第三个就是寻求上帝要借我们完成的工作。
So the third is to seek the work God wants us to do.
所以说事先的祷告。
We have to pray beforehand.
然后呢，寻求神嘛。
We have to seek God.
对，然后完成上帝跟神同工嘛，来完成他的工作。
And we have to work with God to accomplish His work.
这就是一个每一个人都要面对的，每一个基督徒。
That's something every Christian needs to face.
这三大工作。
Those three areas of work.
接受上帝已经完成的工作。
Accept the work accomplished by God.
然后呢，那接受我们自己在他手中的工作。
Accept His work in us.
然后呢，去完成跟他同工，去完成他托付我们的工作。
And work with us to accomplish the work He entrusted to us.
最后的跟还是一样，跟上面的话，我另外一种话讲。所以第一个是救恩的概念，第二个是生命的成长，第三个是完成使命。
So in conclusion, all those three areas: the first is salvation, the second is the growth of our spiritual life.
所以从我们
To finish God's commission.
然后每个人从罪人到新造的人。
So everyone has to go from sinner to a new creation.
那再过来就是我们要完成这个不是就实现大诫命，就是让上帝在我里头工作。
And we have to allow God to work in our.
因为我们是他手中的杰作。
For we are His handiwork.
在基督耶稣里造成的。
Accomplished in Christ Jesus.
然后我们要走这个成圣的过程。
And we have to walk the path to sanctification.
让我们生命能够，基督的生命在我们生命在我们里头能够成型。
So the life of Jesus Christ can grow in us.
然后再完成大使命。
And we have to accomplish the great commission.
上帝要托付我们去做的善功。
That's what God entrusted
us. 然后很忠心的去行。
And we have to do it faithfully.
所以前面的让上帝在我们里头工作。
And we have to allow God to work in us.
刚才是谁在说？葛培里啊，是冯涛弟兄嘛，对。
Barnabas mentioned Billy Graham.
那他有个很好的妻子啊。
And he has a very good wife.
我记得上一次我在美国的时候，我去了那个 Billy Graham 那个在 Raleigh 不是在Charlotte 吧？在反正就在那边啊，他去了他的那个纪念馆。
And last time when I came to the U.S., I visited the Museum of
Memorial. 他的因为他的他在那边盖了一个就是一个他的纪念馆啊。那一进门的时候，他的右手边啊有一个墓碑啊，Billy Graham 的太太的墓碑，好吗？
when you enter, you could see the tombstone of Billy Graham's wife.
他上面写了一句话。
And there's an engraving.
他说 under construction.
他说 under construction.
Thank you for your patience.
Thank you for your patience.
太棒了。你会发现
great saying.
就是被神工作的过程啊。
That describes the process.
我们每一个都是在正在施工中的一个杰作。
So every one of us is a handiwork under construction.
那最需要最难受的是我的配偶或者跟我很亲近的人嘛。
So people close to me will feel terrible.
因为我们都还没有完成的杰作啊。
Because I'm not a complete work.
那别人跟我们相处起来很难受的。
So when other people interact,
所以他这句话非常的智慧。
Terrible.
他这句话讲的非常有智慧哦。他说
so, that saying is very wise.
他说感谢你的耐心。
He said thank you for your patience.
所以我们要感谢我所有同工对我的耐心。
So I have to thank all the coworkers for their patience.
因为我们是上帝在我里头工作。
Because God is working.
然后我们又要去完成上帝的工作。
And have to go to God's work.
这中间怎么平衡呢？是非常考验我们。
So how to balance the two is a great challenge.
越会完成工作的人呢、啊、
？So those who can accomplish work
越没有耐心的。
And usually they don't have much patience.
那所以说我们怎么来去平衡它？
So how can we balance is very important.
真的要求主帮助我们。
We need to ask God to help.
那我最后想象一个图啊，大家想象。
In the end, let's imagine a picture.
那我们的一个整个基础啊。
And there's a foundation.
它的基础就是上帝为我们成就的工作。
The foundation is the work accomplished by God.
让我们本来是一个悖逆之子。
We used to be rebellious, son of rebellion.
对，进入到新造的人。
And we need to enter the new creation.
然后在这个救恩的基础上。
And on this foundation of salvation,
然后继续被上帝建造。
We are continually built up by God.
允许他在我们里头工作。
We have to allow God to work in us.
然后彰显出基督的生命。
So the life of Jesus can be exemplified.
然后呢，再继续的去完成上帝托付我们、借我们去完成的工作。
And we have to continue to finish the work God entrusted to us.
所以感谢神哦，上帝的整个这一生，我们都走在这条道路上。
So we have to give thanks to God, and we need to walk on this path our whole life.
这个全部加起来叫做上帝的工作。
So in sum total, it's the work of God.
我最后讲一个很简单的故事，可能在这边说过我都忘了，反正说太多了。那我不管你们听过。
In the end, let me share a story with you.
但是我觉得我做这个来做一个最后的结束啊，这也是让我很感动的一件事啊。
Then we use that story to conclude my message.
这个是在昆明发生的事。
It's something happened in Kunming.
一个弟兄，还不是这样，一个男生啊，190几公分的一个男生走进了我的办公室。
A man, he's one point nine meter tall, and he came to my office.
他说我有需要，请你帮忙。
He said, I have a great need. I need your help.
那我后来我说我们安排一下辅导嘛，就开始。
And I said, let's start the counseling process.
然后他就开始叙述他的议题嘛。
So he talked about himself.
他说我很想要孝敬我的爸爸。
He said, I wanted to honor my parents.
但是
我做
不到。
But I just can't do it.
我每次下定决心啊，不知道发了无数次的誓啊，要回家，要很有耐心的陪着我父亲。
Each time I decided to spend time patiently with my father.
他说我每次都失败。
But each time I fail.
我说怎么失败法？
I said, how did you fail?
他说我每次最后都是甩着门走的。
So in the end, I would slam the door.
那我说什么东西让你会这么大的怒气啊？
I said, what makes you so angry?
他说我只要一跟我爸爸说话。
He said, once I talk to my father.
我爸爸就问我说，这么大了还没有结婚。
And he would say, you are so old, why don't you get married?
这个你这没出息的东西。
And he said, you useless.
对啊，所以说那他这种话当然会激怒所有的人嘛，对不对？那他就这样离开。
Very hard to hear.
那我说那你希望怎么样？他说我希望。
What do you want?
我希望我能够跟我爸爸对话。
He said, I want to have a dialogue with my father.
而且不被他这些话激怒。
I want to not to be angered by his words.
他非常用心啊。
He's very serious.
那后来我就陪伴他，一直走了一年多的时间了。
So I helped them for over a year.
每次都是来报告一些 不好的消息。
So each time he came, he brought bad news.
就是又失败了。
And it's another failure.
我自己都有点挫折。
And in the end, I feel very frustrated.
但是呢，在过程中他信主。
But in the process, he became a Christian.
他后来，他接受主以后，在慢慢成长。
He accepted Jesus, and he was growing gradually.
同时接受辅导。
And at the same time, he's receiving.
那有一次，有个机会来到。
And one time, an opportunity came.
那他说我爸爸要生日了。
He said, "It's my father's birthday."
我说你想要怎么表示？
I said, "How do you want to celebrate his birthday?"
他说我爸爸那个表坏掉，手表坏掉。
He said, "His watch broke."
他说我要送他一个表。
So I want to give him a new watch.
那我说你担心什么？这很好的事啊。
I said, "That's good." Then what are you worried about?
他说我大概就会知道他说些什么。
He said, I can anticipate what he'll say.
你会知道这个传统的爸爸，不能讲传统了，就是这种爸爸会说什么话。
You can probably anticipate what he'll say.
他说啊，我说你爸爸会说什么？他说你这个没出息的东西啊。
And I said, "What would your father say?" He said, "He'll say you useless thing."
你送什么东西啊？
And what kind of gift is this?
这个怪不得到今天都还不会结婚。
That's why you can't find a wife.
你的脑子有问题啊。
Because there's something wrong with your brain.
谁要嫁给你啊？
And who wants to marry you?
那他都想到他爸爸就会说这些话。
And he could imagine his dad saying that.
那我说那好办了，因为你全知道你爸爸要说什么。
He said, "Then it's easy, for you know what your father is going to say."
关键不在你爸爸说什么。
The key is not what he says.
关键是你怎么回应。
The key is how do you respond.
所以我说我们来做你可回应的部分。
Let's work on the response.
所以我就跟他演练。
So I acted out with him.
我说我是你，你是你爸爸。
I said, "I am you, and you are your father."
我说爸爸，我你生日快到了，你爸今天是你的生日，我要送你一个礼物。
I said, "Dad, today's your birthday. I brought a gift for you."
然后他就是像他爸爸一样，哇，就这样讲。
And he acted like his dad and started.
因为我不是他儿子，所以我当然比较容易啊。我说爸爸，不管你怎么说，我这也是我的礼物啊。对我来讲很好说，对吧
？I'm not him, so it's easy for me to respond.
那我说好，现在交换。
Dad, today's your birthday. I brought you this.
那我说我们现在交换角色，好不好
？Now let's exchange our roles.
我是你爸爸，你是你。
Now I'm your dad.
我就演他爸爸，好好讲完。然后他的回应，他学我啊，他回应的很好。
So I started rebuking him, and he followed my example, and he answered.
我说你都做得到吗？
I said, "You see, you can do it."
我说要不要就这样去跟爸爸说？
So do you want to try it on your dad?
他说我愿意试试看。
He said, "I'll try."
他就到那个反正就说我们一个礼拜见一次面啊，他就在这个。那天结束的隔几天就是他爸爸生日。
So we meet once a week. So after that meeting, in a few days, it'll be his dad's birthday.
我们一起祷告啊，预备他去见他爸爸。
I pray together with him to prepare him to see his dad.
你看一个好的事情啊，都变得那么紧紧张张。
It's a good thing, but it made us very nervous.
那至少他真的去做。
But he did do it.
所以我等着下个礼拜等他听他好消息啊。
So I was waiting for the good news next week.
我第一件事问他上那个情况怎么样。
So when we meet again, the first thing I ask is how did it go?
他说我真的去做了。
He said I really did it.
那我说你怎么做的？
I said how did you do it?
按照我们演练的方式做。
Yes, according to what we practiced.
那真的我都把他所有细节跟他讲，他真的去这样做。
So we talked about all the details. He actually did it.
他就说：“他说爸爸，这就是你今天祝你生日快乐，这是我送给你的生日礼物。”
He said, "I wish you a happy birthday, Dad. This is your birthday gift."
那完全如他所预料，爸爸的所有的话没有一句话是不对的。
And as he anticipated, his dad said all the nasty things.
那我说你怎么说？他说不管爸爸你怎么说，这就是我今天送给你的生日礼物。
And he said, "Dad, no matter what you say, this is the birthday gift I give you."
他说不但哈，我要送你这个礼物啊。
And not only will I give you this gift,
我还要抱你一下。
I'll hug you.
你可以想象这个场景多困难啊。
And you can imagine how difficult that has.
他真的抱我。
He actually hugged his father.
非常不习惯的一个动作。
He's not used to it.
但是他抱了。
But he did.
我说发生什么事？
And I asked what happened afterwards.
那这真的是惊天动地。
And it's a great surprise.
啊，他一抱，两个抱头痛哭啊。
And after,
真的
after he hugged his dad, and they cried together.
我就听他讲这个故事的时候，我就想起他刚刚来见我的时候，我跟他说过一句话。
And after he shared the story, I could remember the first time, we met together.
我说你跟你爸爸中间啊有一个非常厚的墙。
I said to him, there's a thick wall between you and your father.
这个墙不能用炮去轰的。
And that's a wall that cannot be struck down with cannonballs.
一轰的话，两个都死了。
Because if you try to use cannonball to break the wall, it'll hurt both of you.
我们必须要一块砖一块砖的去把它拔掉。
So we have to take down the wall brick by brick.
多困难啊！
It's hard.
这是真实的关系啊！
But it's a true relationship.
结果他这个一抱，结果真的这个墙啊，再厚的墙全部融化。
So after he hugged his dad, it doesn't matter how thick that wall is, it melted down.
结果隔了几年呢
？After a few years,
他带着他女朋友说，叫我做一个简单的婚前预备。
And he brought his girlfriend for premarital counseling.
他说，请你来证婚。
And he asked me to officiate his wedding.
那我说我很高兴啊。
And I said I'm so happy for you.
那就那天就证婚了。
So I officiated his wedding.
我在证婚里面做了一件非常重要的事。
And I did something very important.
我说，请你
his wedding.
请你向爸爸妈妈说。一件感谢的事情。
I asked him to say, to share one thing he wants to give thanks to his mom and dad.
你看到一个我们中国传统的父亲哦，那种感动到眼泪一直直流的那个场面，你会非常的感动。
And you can imagine how moving it was when a traditional Chinese father, can't help but weep.
结果哈，那个婚礼结束以后啊。
So after that wedding,
这个爸爸，跑来牵着我的手。
The father came to me and held my hand.
他说非常感谢你。
He said thank you.
他在讲这句话的时候啊，我又想到几年前的场景。
And when he said that, I remembered the scene several years ago.
大概他的儿子来见我两三次以后啊。
And after his son saw me for two or three times.
他的爸爸要来见我。
And he came to me.
哎呦，我说还不知道怎么办呢。
And I didn't know what to do with him.
他就来了，我说可以啊，坐进来。
I said okay.
他一进来的时候，他开始哇，对着我就很凶啊。
And so after he walked into my office,
他说我到底我的儿子
very harsh to me.
他说到底我的儿子什么事情啊？
He said what's wrong with my son?
我说你的儿子非常好啊。
He said you have very good son.
那他为什么来找你啊？他跟你说了些什么东西啊？他跟你说了什么
？And what did he say to you?
哦，那时候我真的，我是不管他怎么说我说你那个你的儿子非常棒。
And no matter what he says, I keep telling him you have a very good son.
我也看得出来你的焦急啊。
And I can see how anxious you are.
我们可不可以一起来走这条路
？And let's walk this path together.
他非常的生气。
He's very angry.
就摔了门就走掉。
And he slammed the door and left.
结果几年后的那一天。
And after a few years,
他抱抓着我的手啊
，He held my hand.
他非常的感谢
，And he expressed.
我就跟他讲一句话，我说一切都是上帝的恩典啊。
I said to him, "It's all God's grace."
你注意看上帝的善工啊，非常的奇妙。
If you pay attention, God's good work is very wonderful.
我们要回应上帝托付我们要去做的事。
We have to do what God entrusted to us.
有很多美好的事情要发生。
A lot of good things will happen.
但有很多辛苦的事情也要发生。
But a lot of hard work is also there.
那在这过程中，同时我们要被上帝去塑造。
And in the process, we will be changed by God.
让我们的生命能够一直的成长。
So our life can grow.
完成了上帝整个的所谓的上帝的工作。
To accomplish the great work of God.
所以我们都在这个过程里头。
We are all in the process.
我们一起来走。
Let's walk together.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你真的是我们天上的父亲。
You are our Father.
而且愿意到地上来。
You are willing to come to earth.
来亲近我们。
To draw near to us.
来接受我们，接纳我们。
And to accept us.
来爱我们。
To love us.
来扶持我们。
to build us up.
而且要给我们美好的工作要去做。
And you want to give us good work for us to do.
谢谢你给我们这样的荣幸。
We thank you that you give us this opportunity.
借着耶稣基督成为你的宝贝的孩子。
Through Jesus Christ, we are your children.
而且我们还成为你手中的工作。
And we are your handiwork.
而且你有一个工作要我们去做。
And you entrust your work to us.
我们觉得非常的幸福。
We are very happy.
非常的荣幸。我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
求主用大能的膀臂继续扶持我们。
And build us up with your powerful hand.
面对我们生命中真实的状况。
And you know our true status.
不管是什么样的状况。
And no matter what it is.
你永远没有离弃我们。
You will not forsake us.
你永远在旁边陪伴我们。
You are with us.
来教导我们。
You are teaching us.
来指引我们。
You point us to the right direction.
让我们借着这个生命中出现的事情。
So through all the things in our life.
让我们生命能够被塑造，得以成长。
Our life can be built up.
让你的名得以得到荣耀。
And your name can be glorified.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
谢谢你耐心的陪伴。
We thank you for your patience.
一直带领我们走到今天。
And you lead us until today.
我们还要继续走下去。
We will continue on this path.
我们也相信，也深信你继续的扶持我们。
And we trust that you will continue to accompany us.
我们感谢你。
And build us up. We thank you.
将一切颂赞、荣耀、权柄都归给你。
We give all praises and glory and authority to you.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，谢谢。